Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Comedy Arcade, part friendly panel show, part vicious competition, where contestants fight with their best anecdotes on mystery topics generated through a trusty bingo ball. I'm Viz Layton, host of the show, spirit of the bingo balls, and games master. Points will be awarded for originality, amusement value, and my general caprice and mood on the day. The contestant with the most points at the end of the game wins, but their opponents will be granted a few cheat codes along the way, just to keep it interesting. So who have we got playing today? Player one is Tom Tuck, all-around dandy man and comedian.
If you say dandy man three times into the mirror, I do appear.
Yeah, I'm leaving that in. We have Tynan Duib, comedian, father, podcaster, politico. And we have the absolute Welsh wonder, homegrown talent as another Welsh girl, comedian, writer. Anything else that I've missed?
The Daily Mail would say mother of two.
Oh, yeah.
And give them my house price. You don't know my house price there, do you?
showing him what he's missing.
But do you not see, like, because Vic said father for me, I feel like I have to include it as an excuse for then what follows. It's like, that's why everything I say is shit and tired. Like, if you didn't throw that in, you just think, well, you're a bit rubbish. And then you put father, like, oh, yeah, that's why.
Yeah, he's tired. He hasn't slept for many years.
I prefer to not talk about my kids so men want to sleep with me.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, SFCers. So, without further ado, let's roll the balls. It's a very satisfying sound.
I love it.
Ball number one is ball number seven, and that is your biggest waste of money. Oh, look. There's so much to choose from. Everybody's like,
University. No.
I was going to, do you know what I was going to say? I didn't get any points. I just need people to know. It's not the only way.
I did a drama degree. What was the point in that? Come on, everyone.
My 2-2 in philosophy is standing me in very good stead in the open job market.
Why?
All right, Socrates.
I would have said university as well, but I'm, because of what's going on at the moment, I'm having to pick up some lecturing gigs next week.
No.
So I have to be completely neutral here.
Oh, wow. What are you lecturing in?
Marketing.
Right.
I love the way everyone's looking at me thinking, how is she in any way qualified to do that? You just pick it out of like a list. I used to work in PR for 16 years, so I know my stuff. Actually, no, I don't know my stuff because I'm really old in the world of PR. as Vix will attest, kids in, like, you know, 18-year-olds know so much more than I do about technology.
Martin, it's like, oh, what are we doing with this platform? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Do you remember the Ferrero Rocher advert?
But is there also a thing as well? Because like
the Hello Boys billboard.
Like when you're younger, you're excited to tell people about stuff. Like, yeah, I'm doing this. And as you get older, it's like, oh, it's another fucking thing I have to do. Like, it just doesn't become as exciting. I don't want to tell people about it. I'm like, oh, it's another thing on a list. I prefer to have nothing to do and not tell you about any of
it. So we've all agreed that higher education is a bust.
Not me. Contractually obliged to say that it's great.
Yeah.
Do we... I've got a really rubbish one, but like...
Go on.
This is on a car rental, right? I was doing some gigs in Belfast and I didn't pay the full money for insurance, right? But I drove really carefully like a pro because I'm rubbish and square. And I drove really carefully the whole time. So I was like, I can't afford... It was like £25 for the car for 2 days to get to all the gigs. All these gigs were in like Derry and all sorts of all over the place. So I need the car. And I was like, I've driven it and I've left it clean. It was really good. And I took it back and I parked it carefully. And then 2 days later, I got, you've been billed £800 because the car's damaged. And after I left the car, somebody in a neighbouring car opened their door into the car. But apparently that's still my responsibility because I didn't read things properly. And that is the biggest way. That wiped that out pretty... all the money I earned from the gigs.
I mean, that's just a cautionary tale. That's
it
not
is,
a joke.
Isn't it? It's I know. Just... Get a horse or something instead. Don't...
I was going to go for read the terms and conditions, but no, yeah. Get a horse.
Like I said, it's not a comedy story. I just tell you this to warn people.
But do read the terms and conditions on your horse.
Yes. Also very important. Yeah.
My takeaway from that is don't be a square.
Yeah, I think
just really tear up the car. Do you know what I mean? Just go nuts with it.
Well, if I'd known I was going to get billed like that, I should have just absolutely like driven it into trees and stuff. I should have. Yeah,
because you're
like,
going to hate this.
Just shat in the glove box.
Well, the worst thing is if I paid like £5 more and I've got the full insurance, I could have shat away. I could have absolutely just covered the car in it and then scratched various symbols on the side. I could have gone all out and had a mad old time. I could have been driving into little villages in Northern Ireland going, like, just come over here and kick my car, fuck it. I've got full insurance. I didn't. Wasted my life.
We've learnt a lesson here, but I don't think it's the right one. Did you have something to add, Essa?
Yeah, just that you're going to really hate this, but when my husband and I, we went travelling around New Zealand in a camper van, and I'm quite a good driver, but that day I was quite cavalier about it, and I ripped the whole side of the camper van on one of those guards in the petrol station. And we took it back at the end of the holidays because you could still drive it. And because it was low season, they just said, oh, don't worry.
What? Oh, my God.
Did you do a flirt, though? Because it's different the way men and women are treated in these scenarios. We get very little as women. Yeah. So you let us have this.
I mean, look at me, Vix. I've got boobs.
I know.
So, you know, yeah. I mean, New Zealanders understand boobs.
It's practically a currency. Yeah.
The sound it must have made must have been like...
On my boobs?
No. I've damaged the car. There you go. It's fine.
Oh, another podcast my mum can't listen to.
It took a turn, didn't it? It took a turn. Right, let's move on quickly.
Well, Tom didn't get a waste of money.
Have you wasted money?
Well, I do have a philosophy degree, so I am able to consider the amount of money I wasted very calmly.
You can perceive it.
Yeah, yeah. You seem well. Yeah, the balls. Oh, dear me. Because maths, you can get 7 and 6 next to it, and it is the worst thing you've ever won.
Oh, well, I've got one.
Go on, then.
So I mentioned earlier that I used to work in PR, and I used to take a lot of journalists and...
I thought you were going to say cocaine.
#not all PRs.
Yeah. But
Tom,
most
this
PRs.
Is about stories, not just facts. Yeah. It's not a fact podcast.
Did I tell you I was capricious with points? Did you know my day job was PR?
See, we've only met comedy PRs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, fair. Yeah. Not the personal finance ones.
Even more. They can afford even more of it. Yeah, that's it.
They got the good shit.
Thing is, I did PR in London before the last recession, so there was a lot of cocaine. A lot. Oh my God, I can't remember what I was saying. Oh yes.
Those points aren't related. Those points aren't related.
It really affects the memory, that amount of gas.
Really can.
Oh, 2007 rails. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're saying.
So, and I used to take a lot of journalists down to South Africa because I used to work for South African Tourism. And one time I took some journalists out for drinks in Cape Town and bought them all cocktails. And they couldn't find the name of the cocktail on the till. So they just put it under a similarly priced cocktail, which was a blowjob. So forward on to like 2 months later, and I have to expense my trip, and I I have to send a receipt for 3 blowjobs to account. They didn't even question it.
Wow.
Pre-recession PR didn't even question it, but at the Christmas party I won the best expense and I got a cocktail shaker.
That's pretty amazing.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That is a happy ending to that blowjob.
At school, at the South Asian International Schools Association Art and Drama Festival.
Sorry, that was a cruel snort I did into the microphone.
Sorry, I went to school in Bangladesh, obviously. we had a thing called the Instant Rapport Competition. Let me explain. Basically, 2 people from each of the South Asian International Schools get selected, and you learn a scene from a play. But then, as part of the opening night ceremony, you get put in quarantine and then get paired up with someone from a different school and do the scene with them.
Oh. So you have to create chemistry.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I won Best Actor.
Obviously.
Patty. And I can't tell you her surname because it's genuinely still my password for everything. She won Best Actress, and we both won Instant Rapport.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Which is the most meaningless thing.
Is that on your LinkedIn? Or?
I think I got a piece of paper.
Wow.
But genuinely, and it was a scene from Cyrano de Bergerac, so obviously I instantly fell in love with her. The thing was, I was 40 at the time and she was 18. Yeah.
Oh, wasn't going to happen. Yeah,
it wasn't going to happen. Oh. But I followed her around for the next 2 days for the rest of the festival, like a puppy.
That's so sweet. Instant rapport.
That's beautiful.
That's a beautiful, weird story.
When she left to go back to Karachi, I think it was, she gave me a letter and it said, in a different set of circumstances, things would have been different.
Oh my God, that's worse. I think that's worse though. Yeah. Like, better to know that she doesn't like you.
You're
think she
the greatest
like
hugger
you.
I've ever met. And then it's a drawing of butterfly.
But in an alternate timeline, we'd be boning.
So is this Patty then? Patty, if you're right there.
Patty.
Have you still got that letter?
Patty, if you're out there, let us know your surname so we can hack into all
I knew her for 48 hours and it's now my password for everything.
That's amazing.
Incredible.
Wow. Oh, damn.
Don't look through my Facebook friends to find Patty.
I'm 100% going to do that.
Absolutely.
I'm getting my
rest
phone
of my day.
Out.
So, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, please don't keep her.
Are we going to have to bleep out her name?
In different circumstances, I wouldn't have been the reason you're bankrupt.
No. I'm already bankrupt.
Already bankrupt. Yeah, it's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
You have to have a bank to rupture, don't you?
That's true. Yeah, that is true. I didn't think about that.
Instant rapport in West Wales schools in the 80s was kiss, cuddle and torture. That was basically it.
Sorry?
And there was no... What? Did you know I used to play kiss, cuddle and torture?
No. What fucked up school did you go to?
What? Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm giving you a point for it.
Thank you. God, thank God.
Tell me more about kiss, cuddle, torture.
You ran after boys, and then when you caught them, you had to give them a choice, kiss, cuddle, or torture.
So did you ever play kiss chase?
Yeah, but the torture chase, element is...
Yeah, there wasn't a weird sort of, like, breaching international laws, like, section to it. There wasn't a bit where someone shouted torture, and then they were like, right, gouge his eye out. Yeah, that's it.
Tongues, tits, or Geneva Convention. Yeah,
oh, God.
Wow.
And obviously, in true 80s style, it was a knee to the groin every time. Sure. Every time.
And they
was
asked waterboarding. For it. That's some weird...
Or Ribena boarding.
Oh dear.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
You do things differently in Wales.
Absolutely. Wow.
Right.
Yeah, I mine's very
you were
tame.
The first. You were excited.
I was excited. And it's sort of been. I just keep thinking of poor kids getting quite severe torture in the playground. I always enter loads of competition. I still do now. And like me and wife won a couple of years ago insane amounts of toothpaste for no reason. All sorts of really useless shit. But when I was a kid,
how much toothpaste is insane?
It was about 9 months worth of toothpaste. And the problem with that is that you're like, this is useful because I don't need to buy toothpaste. But where do I store? Like, there's nowhere to store like 3 boxes worth of toothpaste.
Just start getting really decadent with it.
Yeah, just start painting shit and
putting up tiles.
I was so fresh,
on your breast like a champagne bar.
This isn't even the worst. Like, that was quite a good price.
But so fresh.
When I was a kid,
I can't stop staring at your teeth now.
They're not. They haven't weathered the storm. Yeah, parenting's happened since then, and several cups of coffee have just sort of reversed. I need
Sorry,
to win that
gnaw
prize
on
now.
Your child.
See, you have to. It's a nurturing thing. When I was a kid, I entered a competition in the Nintendo magazine system, and you had to. It was like to win a Super Nintendo game, pinball fantasies, and something else. And you had to design your own pinball table. And I spent months and months drawing a pinball table, and I added all my favourite characters, and I did all the shading, and I worked really, really hard. And I sort of, it was like 2 sheets of A4, and I'd come home from school and I worked on it, and I sent it in. And I didn't win the main prize, which is what I wanted. And instead, I won a thing called a Super Mario Bike Blaster, which is a little plastic Mario face with sounds on it. But I didn't have a bike because mine broke about 6 months before. And so I had to walk around my area carrying a little plastic Mario face. But when you pressed it, didn't make Mario noises. Instead, it did grenade noises and fireworks noises. And everyone thought I was a penis. Basically, it was just the most degrading. I put in so much work. I put so much work with this thing that I really wanted to get. And then they went, here you go, have a lump of plastic that just shows you how you haven't got a bike.
I haven't told you I have no tattoos, but there's one tattoo that a succession of girlfriends have said, please don't do that. But it's Super Mario punching my nipple with a coin coming out the top. I don't think that would ever stop being funny.
I support that.
Yeah, I think you should do it. That's amazing.
Tiernan, if we weren't in a pandemic, I'd give you a hug. Aww. I feel so sad after
I
that story.
You.
Me to the groin.
I'm afraid you have to kiss. I'm sorry. It's how it goes.
I'm sure your wife will understand.
It's the game.
At least his teeth are clean.
Rules of the game.
Have you still got that toothpaste or...?
No, we got through it. I didn't buy toothpaste for a very long time.
Yeah.
For about 9 months, yeah, I think.
It's cheaper than lube.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine? But I suppose you'd smell very fresh after. It'd be the nicest post-shagging smell you could have.
The thing is, it dries up.
It does. Yeah. It dries up.
Oh, we've both gone crusty.
Remember people used to say you should put it on spots,
to dry them out.
But then you walk around with like jizz marks on your face all day, like just like little white dry crust on your face. It's horrible.
Welcome to my world.
It's just when you tell me you're not meant to go out with toothpaste.
We're not supposed to be going out at all at the moment.
Right.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
Hey guys.
And anyway, let's just carry on. We've only got through two, and we've done most of the time. Right. It is number 12, meeting people online. Are we all too old?
Me and my friends when we were at sixth form used to go on to AOL chat rooms. I think you can figure
That's
out exactly
cool.
how old I am.
Age as me, ASL?
But we would all go on as CrazyEddie_ But we wouldn't be 1, 2, 3, 4. We'd be like 5, 7, 11, 14. So people thought we were like, yeah. Then they'll think there are loads of us. And we would just go online and abuse people. We would be trolls today.
No, you were trolls then.
Yeah, we were trolls then.
We
didn't have the terminology for it. We were just crazy Eddies.
Oh, it was brilliant when photos came in, didn't it? Because otherwise everyone's just lying to each other. When I was like 15,
like looking at the online dating, you get a webcam picture of somebody. And I was an early adopter of online dating. Like, you know, I was not afraid to search.
I suddenly feel really old.
Yeah, but I think I was 18 when I went on this match.com date with this poor guy, and his username was Goat of Mendes. I'm that confident that this is not going to do well enough that he's ever going to know, but that was his name.
That's
Goat of Mendes. And somehow the three photos he's uploaded to match.com had completely edited out the fact he had a head that was entirely spherical and looked like it was made of paper mache. So as he walked towards me,
what, hang on, was this Frank Sidebottom
blocking out the sun? That was the only, in my mind that's all I could think as he walked towards me, this poor fat. And he'd come down from Chester, and he mentioned that there were no Wetherspoons in Chester at that point. And so I took him to all six Wetherspoons in Cardiff Centre.
Nice. They've shut both of the Wetherspoons near me. You can tell what an hour is on.
Was that kiss, cuddle, or torture? I can't work it out.
He certainly didn't get kissed or cuddled. And it ended with me chatting up a barman in my favourite bar and accidentally getting a job there. So a great date for him. That was 5 hours on the train. He's never getting back. Because my dad had to pick me up from it. Because I went to the toilet and never came back. So I just could not cope with the rest of the day. I feel bad about it now. And to this day, I'm still making like entertainment out of it, obviously.
Because when you comedian, know, you know. You know, yeah. If you'd rather be working behind the bar than actually enjoying a drink with your date, then you
And
know.
I just couldn't cope with the end of it. And I was 18. I was a bit immature. I didn't want to live through him trying to kiss me. I just couldn't. So I got to the toilet. So instead of going to the toilet, I just left. And I was so worried he was going to catch up with me that I was running. And I rang my dad, and my dad was like immediately, because he knew I'd been on a date with a man from out of town, so immediately alert. He was like, oh, why are you out of breath? Why are you running? Because this impossibly lovely man has a head like a balloon and I cannot cope. Please pick me up from town now.
Wow.
So I'm sure he had a lovely time. He was staying in the Thistle. It's a nice hotel. So I'm sure he had a nice time.
It used to be quite posh, didn't
it? Yeah, it was at the time.
Yeah, it used to be really posh.
I stayed in the Thistle in Glasgow once. I just remember opening the curtain on the window to see a brick wall.
I stayed in that one. That's where the stand put you up, isn't it?
Yeah. And the window looks out onto a brick wall. It's like the saddest. It's just the saddest feeling.
Good morning.
Sunshine. Oh, yeah.
I think I'm quite glad that I was older, too old, and with someone by the time internet dating became more acceptable, because I would have been an absolute nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was bad enough just with the poking. Like, seriously. See, I'm an absolute nightmare. I've got two young kids, even now, you can't let me out of your sight.
She's constantly got the horn. The social distance in here is not for COVID.
She's currently chasing us around
for our own safety. Yeah.
It's for our insurance.
See, I met my wife online on Guardian Soulmates, but we bonded over the fact that it's dead now. Guardian Soulmates. But yeah, it's the least exciting one. But we bonded over being able to look at other people's profiles and saying how ridiculous they were. So we'd send them, going, look at this dickhead. And she'd be like, God, well, that's tragic. And we found it so funny that we were like, we should meet up. This is great.
Oh, that's nice. Like, well, you're there. You're on the Soulmates mocking other people for being on Guardian Soulmates.
Yeah,
that's
it's
a bit
terrible. It's really
look at these losers trying to find someone.
What a bunch of bastards. It's like me at every open mic when I'm like, this is all shit. And they're like, yes.
Yeah,
you're part of it.
And you're on 14th.
It's terrible. I don't know why anyone would do this. Well, you're doing it. Yeah, I am. 5 nights a week. Woohoo. Oh, comedy. I miss you so much. So I have to lock you all in the studio and pretend you're my audience. Right, let's go for another ball. We're not really getting through these.
No, we haven't used any of our
irrational dislikes. So
new balls! No, actually, I just wanted to use a card.
I'll give you a point for that.
But I quite like irrational dislikes.
All right, have
I shouldn't
you got
have
one?
Used it. No, I don't think so.
What number was
you
that?
You can withdraw it. You can. We'll let you rethink the new balls.
No, I'll get it. Wait, does anyone... No, no, I'm going to throw it in.
You that's don't have an irrational dislike. I don't
I probably
believe
do.
You.
I've got loads.
I don't believe
all
you.
Mine are well thought through.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, when I think about him, like Greg Wallace, he's just such
oh,
a prick.
Fucking
just two G's as well. Like, what kind of arsehole uses two G's? And you're a grocer, you piece of shit. You're not a fucking restaurant reviewer. Oh, I hate him.
Such a bellend.
He's such
a
little
bellend. I love MasterChef.
Yeah.
But like, you have to wade through acres of that bell end.
You just seem ruined it.
Have you seen his exercises? Did you see him over lockdown? He was doing exercises from home.
Why? Yeah.
Why? Because he needs a fourth wife. <'Cause>
he... He lost weight. I mean, who hasn't?
I know, but there are other ways of. You don't have to show other people. No. Just because you have, like, doesn't mean you should. Like, no.
Does he? What, does he just look like an egg now?
Does anyone? Anyone aspire to look like Greg Wallace? Like, if I work
you
hard,
you too could look like me.
Yeah. I mean, I've got nothing against him. But I love to join in with a bitch, so like, I was perfectly okay with it.
I'm sure if I met him in real life, I'd still hate him because I'd just be looking at him the whole time, going, "You're fucking Greg Wallace, and I hate you." I hate him.
Who did he sleep with to get that job?
Oh, John Turode. He brought his own veg.
Do you have a lawyer?
Do you have a courgette?
These are all allegations. We're not saying he did. We're not saying he didn't.
Allegedly.
We're just...
Allegedly, he's a bellend. Look,
it's flattering to be talked about, I think.
Prove to me Greg Wallace hasn't currently got a baby carrot up his ass.
Oh, yeah. It's basically the burden of proof is on him, as far as I'm concerned. I watch legal
Whenever
dramas.
Whenever you listen to this.
How is it prepared, though, Tom? That's the question. And what's it being dressed in?
it's a delicious, but delicious balsamic vinaigrette.
I was imagining it more like, you know, those hacks that were going around during lockdown about how you can regrow your veg, like you can regrow your spring onions once you've used it. I'm imagining this carrot deep rooted now in his pipes.
Oh, well, let's move. Right.
Can I say my irrational fear?
He has to sleep on his front.
Yeah, go on. Please.
Oh, God.
Proceed immediately with your...
My irrational dislike is babies with no hair.
Yeah, that's fine.
Babies with no hair.
Greg Wallace.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it? It's still coming back.
Okay, imagine Greg Wallace, but with a hairband.
Oh, no.
Because those babies look like they've got cancer.
Yeah.
They're cancer bands.
But like, is that? But are the parents putting it on them like signify this is a beautiful girl?
Yes, because
otherwise
no hair,
they'd be misgendered.
Yeah,
because they all look the same.
My sister was born in the Philippines, and my mother
truly international. He doesn't like to mention it.
Have you ever lived in Sri Lanka? Okay. But my sister was born in the hospital in Manila, and my mother didn't let them pierce her ears.
Oh.
When she was born. But that's the only way they told the genders apart. So my mum just got furious and goes, get that blue blanket off her. Wow. Put this pink baby in a pink blanket. Amidst all the other jewelled, bejewelled children.
What I find amazing, though, about those hairbands in particular is you'd rather people thought that your child has cancer than that she's a boy. That's kind of where we're at with these.
Well, like
no?
A head brace. Maybe it's to sort of shape the head.
Oh, they've got those helmets. Have you seen those?
No.
Like if a baby's skull isn't forming properly, you've got...
Well, some of them are born cone heads, aren't they?
Yeah.
The Mayans... found long, slender heads really attractive. That was like
oh.
the. But they have quite fat heads. So they would literally strap planks to the side of their children's heads so they would grow long and thin.
Wow. And from what age? Because like, there's certain age of kids that would love that because they could just run into shit all the time. It'd be like, it doesn't matter, I've got planks on my heads. And my daughter would love planks on her heads right now. She'd just be charging into stuff all the time.
Hey, the Mayans will be all over it. All... No, oh no, that's so
sexy
inappropriate.
Mayans.
Sorry, she's only two.
They wouldn't find it sexy. So, but she might have a cone head. Okay. Unbelievably, we have run out of time.
How many did we do? Three?
Four?
Fruit machine! I'm double or nothing.
You can't play both.
What?
You already tried to play new balls as well. You're exempt.
Yeah, I haven't.
So, bearing in mind, knowing what you know, about your own performance. And Tom, now is your opportunity to roll the dice and get someone else's score. Or you could just live with your own score.
Fruit machine. Yep.
Oh, you made a bad choice there. But, so we're going to ask lovely producer Chris to give me a number, Chris, between 1 and 3. And it's number 1. So, Tina, you've got your own points.
Yes!
Is it 2 or is it 3, Chris?
Living the crazy
Chris
mode.
Is nominating 3. So, Esseth, you've got Tom's points, and Tom, you've got Esseth's points. So...
lucky bastard.
Well, I am doing the maths, which takes a lot longer than it really should. Tom Tuck, what are you doing with your life at the moment?
Precious little. I don't know if you've noticed, but the comedy industry's disappeared.
I got some very good deals on today, all right?
I am often singing the songs of the mountain goats. Find me on the internet at Turligod across the devices.
Tiernan, I thought you'd key yourself in, but no. It's been a while.
I didn't want to jump in there and you know, this is, again, the timing's
I'm
gone.
I'm busy doing very hard maths. I've got to add up 3, 9, 3, and 8.
And that is a lot of... what worries me is I'm laughing, but I'm going, I know, now I can't plug anything I'm doing while trying to work out the numbers. It's too much and I feel sick. I am still doing my weekly podcast called Partly Political Broadcast because I hate myself, and it's politics and comedy and crying and screaming. And other than that, I'm just sort of waiting for the end.
And Esseth, what about you on that uplifting comedy note? Anything you want to plug?
Plug my vagina.
Okay.
As in, no, there's a reason for saying that. There's a reason for saying it.
I'm sure there is.
I almost don't want to let you say it just for that laugh.
Okay, I will leave it on that.
It's doing a running panto.
Go on, we'll let you finish. I'm going to let you finish.
No, I've just...
I'm going to let you finish.
No, as in plug it.
Taylor Swift had one of the best vaginas in the world.
That's when the PR kicks in.
Yeah. I'm sure she does. It's allegedly got one of the best ones. Other vaginas are available. This isn't on the BBC. It doesn't matter. Right, carry on, Esseth.
Yeah, others are available, including mine.
You are married, though, right?
So. I'm very much married. Hang on. Don't say that like you're now going to try and mop up all the dick in here. Like, don't tell these guys. Oh,
I mean, some of it's covered in toothpaste.
Oh, God.
Oh. Do you want to finish?
No, I'm not going to explain. I'm not going to explain.
I really wish you would.
Well, I meant plug, like, as in a plug. Like a
tampon? Or
yeah, because basically I've spent the whole of lockdown trying not to get pregnant. I didn't want to be that cliche.
A load of my friends have had lockdown babies and we were all like, ha ha ha, imagine if we were still in lockdown when you had your baby, and now two of them have, and it's like, well, the joke is very much on, well, them really, because there's no respite, is there? There's nothing to do. But yeah, on that lovely note, so... without further ado, the scores. Tom really fucked himself, basically.
I like to call it plugging myself.
So now the new last place on 13 points is Tom.
Hang on, but that's a dig at me, though, because he's got my points.
Yeah, but you know what? You got his points. And second place is Tiernan with 16 points. Woo. And in like a bullet, first place is Esseth with 23 points.
Oh, my God.
You would have absolutely romped a victory on that.
How did I get so few?
That's the game that's played. Because the boys talked more than us.
Sorry.
We've just learnt a lesson about the patriarchy here. And on that note, thank you all for listening to Comedy Arcade.
I told you anything about Cairo.
Thank you all for joining us, and we will see you next week. Thanks for listening. There will be a new episode with new competitors and new balls every Friday. If you like what you've heard, I've been Vix Layton, and this is Comedy Arcade. Please tell all your friends, rate the show, and hit subscribe. And if you didn't like it, this is Richard Herring, and this was Relustipa. Isn't Stuart Lee a dick?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.